question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Welcome back, everyone. As Mary and I now get ready to reconnect with Toby O'Rourke, CEO of Campgrounds of America, for today's edition of the Chief Travel Leader Series. And this portion of the program is sponsored by Cord Buddy.
Anytime we can promote a great product to make your life better, we're all over it. And this is a fabulous guitar learning system. And with school out for the summer, if your kids want to learn how to play the guitar or even the ukulele, or maybe you're interested in learning to play, right now you're going to get the absolute lowest prices when you order at cordbuddy.com.
You know, folks, you may remember that Cord Buddy, they were on ABC's Shark Tank in the past. It makes a great gift item. And if you love music, want to play the guitar, maybe you know someone who does, well, for less than $50, you can now learn with the system that's voted number one. If you can press a button, you're well on your way to playing the guitar. It really is that simple. And as you improve, you simply remove the chord-making buttons. It's very similar to training wheels on a bicycle. Get yours today at cordbuddy.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. If you're a camper or you're considering becoming one, the familiar yellow sign of Campgrounds of America, or KOA, is a welcome sight for many. With over 500 locations nationwide, KOA has you covered, and they're not just for tent camping. They're popular with the RV crowd, and they also offer deluxe cabins with kitchens, bathrooms, and a lot more. So let's welcome back their CEO, Toby O'Rourke, for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, Toby. Nice to reconnect with you today.
Oh, it's nice to be here. Nice to speak with you.
Well, nice to have you back. So listen, last time we spoke, I looked just before the show, 62 weeks ago, it was back on our live broadcast on May 9th, 2020. And a lot of our discussion involved the unfolding pandemic, shutdowns, and the like. We still have some mileage to go with the coronavirus, if you will, but July 2021 is a very different period than May 2020. So I want to start off with you giving us an update on your current operations, the crowds that you're experiencing, and really how KOA has fared overall these past 14 months since we last spoke.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been 14 months. It's definitely a very different picture of business than it was in May 2020. We are busy. People we saw last year coming off those stay-at-home orders in the spring started going to the outdoors in droves. You know, resurgence of interest in the outdoors. People, through our research, we see people ranking camping as the safest form of travel. Actually, they're still ranking camping as the safest form of travel. So they were looking for alternative vacation options and just, you know, gravitated towards camping and other outdoor vacations. And that has continued into this year. Our campgrounds are full. They are busy. We estimate between last year and this year, there'll be 15 million new households trying camping for the first time.
Wow.
So all these new people coming out and trying, it's been great. You know, there's definitely challenges, you know, operationally that come with that much business, but it's just been fabulous to see. And just to put it in perspective, we're tracking 30% ahead of 2019, which was the best year in the history of our company.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah, and I don't see this going away anytime soon. So let's stick with these growth numbers for a second. I saw Bill Murnane with Lazy Days RV. He's a show regular. And I saw this week that their company reported a 51% growth in earnings. And as of the end of the second quarter of this year, they had already surpassed all of their 2020 earnings last year. And of course, that has a positive ripple effect on KOA because people are driving these RVs to campgrounds. So, Toby, looking at the overall camping sector of the travel world, I'm curious where you're seeing some of this growth. I assume it's overall, but I know we're just talking about RV camping, but what about tent camping? What about the campsites that have all of these deluxe cabins for people? Are there any that are kind of standing out? You're kind of going, interesting, some interesting growth there, or is it something else?
Everything's growing. You know, you're right. To put that in perspective, you know, RV sales and shipments are through the roof, highest numbers in 40 years, and a lot of people renting RVs as well. And our business is 85% RV, so we definitely feel the effects of the booming in RV business is felt on our campgrounds. But to your point, every segment is growing. So when we talk about those 15 million new campers these past couple years, traditionally, you know, over half of campers are tenters. So there's a lot of new people coming out, and they're tenting. That's just a reality of how people camp. And a lot of people are trying unique accommodations like glamping. Glamping has been trendy for a few years, but in light of the pandemic, people looking for still wanting more of a luxury vacation, we're looking at glamping options, this idea of glamorous camping. So that could be canvas tents, that could be tree houses and yurts. And our deluxe cabins, as you had mentioned, these have bathrooms, these have kitchens, all the comforts that you might expect at a hotel, but you still have the outdoor experience.
And you have some separation from people, too, if that's what you want, right? Which is nice.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. helps with social distancing. You can have all of your own stuff. So it's definitely across the board, we're seeing growth in all of our segments.
Well, again, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, I do want to touch on this, though. You know, so Mary and I, we've been on the move traveling as part of our big Let's Go America tour. Next week at this time, we'll be up in New York State. We're going to help open the all-new Legoland theme park that's there. Coming up August 7th, we'll be in Chicago. We're at September 11th in Washington, D.C., I think October 2nd in Maui. On we'll roll to 10 destinations in total. And really what we're out there trying to do is promote safe, fun, really responsible travel. But the labor shortage is evident everywhere we've been, and we've already been warned about some of the locations that we're going to be going to. Want to know, how is KOA grappling with the labor challenges out there, and how has it impacted your ability maybe to go full throttle as much as you'd like this summer?
Yeah, we're feeling it too. It's one of the biggest challenges, if not the biggest challenge we're facing this year, has to do with staffing. You know, park level staffing, that could be everything from housekeepers to maintenance to managers. And if are short staffed, you know, sometimes we're doing all sorts of things to hire staff, whether that's signing bonuses or retention bonuses. We're having staff leave. You know, you hear those trends, people take a job but then leave, or they don't show up for interviews. So everything that's happening in the country is definitely happening to us as well. Campgrounds are resilient. Campground managers, you know, work around the clock. Well, we're seeing, you know, those managers and owners digging in themselves and doing as much as they can. But there's a reality that sometimes we have to modify operations. So maybe, you know, food service isn't available all day long as a result of a staffing shortage, as an example. Or we have bathrooms only cleaned at certain times of the day. But campgrounds are good about posting where there's been changes and trying to keep in communication with their campers. But everybody's having to make modifications because staffing has definitely been a
concern. Yeah, and I think that's part of what we've talked about.
We're
about packing your
patients.
So, and people are more focused, if you will, on, let's say, the quality, and they might have to cut back on quantity of things.
Right, but it's across all sectors of travel, from camping to luxury. Toby, I recall when we spoke last year that we were having a discussion about how, you know, different states were doing things differently, and long-term campers were allowed in some states to camp, others were not because leisure travel hadn't opened yet, and there were definitely a lot of issues among states. And it's certainly better this year, but I'm curious because the cruise industry is still struggling with vaccinated versus non-vaccinated passengers, and since you do attract a lot of families and younger children, for the most part, don't fall into the vaccinated camp, no pun intended. How are KOA locations still dealing with that and balancing this issue and dealing with health protocols?
Right, we're still obviously pushing responsible recreation, and campgrounds are following, you know, their local and county and state guidelines and implementing, you know, because it's very different. And you guys travel the country so broadly, you know how different it is. So we always push towards the local ordinances of what needs to be followed. We do research monthly to measure people's, you know, are they going to get out and camp? Are they hesitant about camping? And we're still seeing it say that about 30% of campers are holding back because of concerns about COVID or vaccination. So those could likely very much be drawn to people with young children that maybe don't want to take children on these vacations right now. But by and large, we see a lot of people opting for camping over other vacation types because they can have natural social distancing.
Right.
They are outdoors and they're comfortable, you know, in their RV with all of their own equipment or in a cabin. So we are seeing, you know, people swing that way who might, you know, maybe not get on a plane or stay in a hotel or take a different type of vacation.
No, it's challenging.
Or coming to camping.
Yeah, so listen, we're still in this kind of strange period.
Yeah.
So really quick, we've got about a minute with you. You know, I was reviewing the KOA 2021 North American Camping Report. I found it interesting that, you know, first-time campers over the past year, I think you have 45% opted for glamping. I know we talked about that. 29% had an RV experience. Van life ranked high, as did, you know, working remotely from a campground or schooling kids in a campground. Anything stick out to you from the report, Toby?
You know, my favorite thing in the report that I've kept an eye on over the past 6-7 years we've been doing the report are the increasing numbers in diversity and new people coming out to camp. And I believe the report said last year, you know, over half now of all new campers, I think it was closer to 60% of new campers, were from non-white demographics. And that's the highest
we've
seen those numbers.
Yeah.
It's huge. You know, we're seeing camping shifting younger. Majority of campers are Gen Z and millennials, and that's exciting to see because it just, you know, speaks to the future growth of the activity. And then to see different people of color communities and other underrepresented communities coming to camping, it's so important because I truly believe the outdoors are for everyone, and there's no better way to connect with family and friends than
camping. That's a good place for us to leave this today.
Amen.
Listen, very nice to reconnect with you. Our best to you and the KOA team as you move through the summer and into the fall season, and appreciate it. So have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Toby, take care. Thank you.
All right, there goes Toby O'Rourke. Mary, always enjoy connecting with her. Folks, right now it is time for us to pause for some sponsor messages. If you want to hear the interview with Toby or any part of the show again, don't forget that we archive every hour of every broadcast at rmworldtravel.com. Two segments of today's show are now complete. 8 more to go, including the destination spotlight and a whole lot more. Stick around. The show returns after this quick sponsor break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.